A lot can happen in a week. Some of it good, some of it bad, some of it downright ugly. When faced with intriguing developments in the week's news, we turn to a rotating panel of non-experts to parse the good, the bad, and the ugly of it all. On today's panel, Jessica Brown, co-director of Station Theater, and Marcus Davis, owner of the Breakfast Club restaurant. Jessica, Marcus, welcome to Houston Matters.
Thank you, Craig.
Panel, as we discussed on Wednesday's Houston Matters and our Ariel Worthy reported at HoustonPublicMedia.org, Mayor John Whitmire raised some eyebrows Monday night with a comment he left on Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo's Facebook post about her bridal shower. Hidalgo had posted photos from the event, including one with her fiancé. Under that post, amid many comments of congratulations from Houstonians, Mayor Whitmire wrote, "Wonderful, he sure looks like a nerd." Judge Hidalgo called the since-deleted comment cruel. A spokesperson for the mayor said the mayor intended it to be lighthearted and meant no harm. The pair have had similarly awkward exchanges before, including during their first joint press conference after that derecho back in May when they sparred over the order in which officials spoke. The strange working relationship between the Houston mayor and the Harris County judge gets stranger. Is this good, bad, or ugly? Marcus Davis.
It's strange. This is strange. I am going to stick with what I have felt and believed since the press conference, which is leadership matters. And it's important that our leaders keep that in mind at all times. The end.
All right. Good, bad, or ugly. Jessica Brown.
I don't know if you can get more straightforward than that, because I 100% agree with that. I mean, honestly, I think it's kind of ugly because it feels very childish. And, you know, these folks are supposed to be representing the best of Houston, and it doesn't feel like it. It feels like kids that are picking on each other, you know, on a playground. And, I mean, come on. You know, I just imagine being in a situation where maybe you felt like you were in a toxic work environment, but there really was no way to escape it because you have to work alongside this person, but there's not necessarily a recourse because you are not in the same job. So that would be definitely challenging. Be nice. Like, I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah. And listen, I you know, I understand jokes are jokes, right?
Yeah.
And when I say leadership matters, meaning leaders should be able to, if it's a joke, then, you know, leaders should be able to take it as a joke, and leaders should be able to know when and where, whether this is a space that I can and should joke.
And whether or not it's actually funny.
Or if they have that kind of relationship where it's okay to joke like that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that I would feel comfortable making a joke like that with either of you. I know you, but I wouldn't say that I would make the same kind of jokes with y'all that I would with my best friends.
Panel, college baseball coach Jim Schlossnagel could not have been more pointed Monday night, moments after Texas A&M's baseball season ended. In a press conference, Tex Ags reporter Richard Zane noted a rumor circulating about a job opening Schlossnagel might consider. Earlier that day, the Texas Longhorns had parted ways with their coach. Schlossnagel wasn't happy. It, telling Zane, quote, "I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question. I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M and took the job to never take another job again." After a few more choice words, Schlossnagel left the podium. He also has now left Texas A&M and will be the new head coach at UT. A baseball coach said he took the Texas A&M job to never take another job again. Then a day later, he took another job at rival UT. Is this good, bad, or ugly? Jessica.
Oh, boy. Okay. So I did go through a phase of going to a lot of Longhorn baseball games. And they're so much fun.
On purpose?
Oh, yeah. I went to Texas. I went to Texas. But
he knows he could joke with you.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. Right? There is the whole rivalry between Texas and Texas A&M. So that is one part of it. And that part from the Texas A&M side could definitely be bad. You know, taking a step away from A&M and going to Texas, that's definitely going to create some bad feelings. And forgive me because I don't know the money side of things. I don't know if that's been brought up or even discussed, but it's still a job. And if he's going to leave his family, he probably wants to be able to set his family up to be successful, or maybe, you know, get them to move out here. So I hope that Longhorn baseball does well with it. I have a feeling there's going to be a little bit of an excitement, though, about, we stole the coach away from Texas A&M, you know, and maybe that's going to give them a little kick in their step. Who knows?
Good, bad, or ugly, Marcus.
This is, in the words of Snoop Doggy Dogg, this is sticky yicky yicky.
I love this show with Marcus. These are my favorites.
Was not expecting a Snoop quote. Okay.
Question. How many Aggies does it take to turn around a baseball team? Apparently one. It only takes one to turn around the Texas Longhorns, and the Longhorns went and got the guy that they believe could do it. Listen, Jessica, yes, you're right. It is a job. But you took a job of your rival team.
Oh, yeah.
The day after you swore you were not looking for another job. That's where the stickiness comes in.
Without a doubt.
You sounded like you were the elected official who swore they were in an election, and they swore that they were content where they were, and then right after the election, they declare that they're running for another seat. Maybe Slauson, say it for me.
Schlossnagel.
Schlossnagel will be running for office after this, because he's clearly perfected the political savviness to say one thing and then do another thing immediately. So maybe he'll be governor next.
Seems like Austin would be a good place for that to happen.
I don't know.
He did reportedly apologize after the fact to the reporter whom he had somewhat dressed down.
I think the reason he snapped at the reporter was because he knew that he was about to make this move and he didn't want the reporter outing him like that. That's just my
Can't
sense.
Give him a scoop. Yeah.
This sounds very Kevin Durant-ish, right? You get beat in the finals by the Golden State Warriors. So what do you do the next time? You go to the Golden State Warriors to try to win a championship. Look, I got to tell you this. This had to be either some really bad blood or some really good money.
Finally, panel, an update on a topic we discussed on a recent installment of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Competitive eater Joey Chestnut will take part in a hot dog eating contest on July 4th after all. No, it will not be Nathan's hot dog eating contest because of his partnership with a rival hot dog brand. Instead, Chestnut will spend July 4th here in Texas competing against soldiers from Fort Bliss. The champion competitive eater was invited by the Army base headquartered in El Paso to take part in its 4th of July celebration. Chestnut responded to the invitation with a challenge to, quote, bring me your best four eaters and I'll take them down combined. Joey Chestnut, banned from the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, will take part in one against Army soldiers at Fort Bliss here in Texas on July 4th. Is this good, bad, or ugly? Jessica.
This one's just weird. I mean, sure, for people who are excited about watching hot dog eating contests, this is exciting. It's good because you get to see Joey Chestnut. But it's also very weird to me. And again, I would think it has to be about money, because if Joey Chestnut knows that Nathan's Hot Dogs is sponsoring all of the contests, you know, why would you sign on with a rival? Obviously money. It really is just about, you know, finding where you can fit in this world at this point, continue making money and continue getting the word out about the folks that you've signed on with. So it's just kind of business at this point, I think.
All right, Marcus.
This is an interesting situation. It's ugly. This came about because he did a deal with a plant-based hot dog.
Right.
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 And Nathan's decided to say, well, if you're going to do that, then you can't.
Officially, the official league, and I forget the name of it, but the competitive eating league,
yes,
said, oh, no, you've run afoul of our rules, so you cannot participate in the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Yes.
And that sparked all of this, and that's what we talked about a few weeks ago on the show. But now this update is that the guy received this invitation from Fort Bliss.
Yeah, so the question is, are they going to be eating plant-based, or are they going to be eating real hot dogs?
Yeah.
And the real question is, what is a real hot dog?
Thank you. A real hot dog. Thank you for asking. I am happy to answer your question for you. A real hot dog has condiments on it. like mustard and relish and onions. And I talked about this last time we talked about this topic because it annoys me that hot dog eating contests seem to be just the wiener and the bun. There needs to be more than that.
And no, water.
I was about to say they have a condiment. It's water.
Yeah.
It's water.
That's no.
And let me just say, you know, yes, good, better. This is ugly. This is why the reason it's ugly. I don't watch those things. I think that they're absolutely gross.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't like soggy bread, so I gross out every time I watch them dunk that bread into mm-hmm. that water and then shove it down. This is terrible. Who would have ever thunk that we would be talking about this?
I'm guessing there will never be a chicken and waffles eating competition at the Breakfast Club then.
There probably will not be. I like for people to enjoy their food. I don't like for it to be sucked down, literally.
I mean, what's the point of that? I mean, that at least to my way of thinking, you know, I love the idea of restaurants like the Big Texan where you have like the giant meal that that you have to eat, but then you're not enjoying the meal.
Wait a minute. Are you really asking what's the point of downing
to me,
30 uncondiment included hot dogs in a matter of a couple of minutes on July 4th? I will answer your question for you. America.
How did this become America's thing? I have no idea.
It's weird.
And you know what? Craig, you might be right, because right now we are a soggy, gross,
soggy buns,
crappy mess right now as a nation. You are absolutely right. This is America. So as I'm not looking on July 4th and I hear them smacking and chomping and
no thanks
and gagging and holding in regurgitation and all this kind of, I'm going to be thinking this is America.
Marcus Davis owns the Breakfast Club restaurant. Jessica Brown is co-director of Station Theater. They are both wonderful Americans. Marcus, Jessica, thank you very much.
Mark.
Thank you, Craig.
Mark.